Number one strategy for dealing with bullying: go grey rock. When dealing with bullying, especially narcissistic bullying, whether in a personal or professional setting, using the grey rock technique is by far the most effective I've come across. Dealing with individuals who display narcissistic traits can be emotionally draining and impact significantly on both your physical and mental health. So having a simple technique that you can use to protect yourself, minimizing narcissistic attacks, is incredibly useful. In this article, I delve into the nuances of the grey rock technique, exploring what it is, how to implement it effectively, and the potential benefits it can offer in navigating workplace dynamics tarnished by narcissistic bullying. It also works in personal settings too. To watch the extended YouTube version of the article, I'll leave the link below. Understanding the grey rock technique. Number one, definition, blending into the background. The grey rock technique involves becoming as uninteresting and unresponsive as a grey rock. Think of a grey rock. It just sits there. It doesn't move. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't react. It just is. Essentially, it's a method of disengaging from the emotional manipulation and attention-seeking behaviours of a narcissistic individual by becoming emotionally neutral and unresponsive. Narcissists thrive off the attention and the reaction they get from their manipulative behaviours. Your negative responses to their outrageous behaviour are as essential to them as air, food, or water. And we call this narcissistic supply. The joy they get from hurting you, as bizarre as it sounds, isn't a nice to have for them. It's essential. I know it sounds weird, but that's what we're dealing with here. So instead of reacting to their negative behavior, which is what they want, you're going to take away their narcissistic supply by not reacting. I know this can seem incredibly counterintuitive. For many of us, our initial response to bullying or unfairness is to argue in our defense. After all, if you think about it, their gaslighting and manipulation tactics, including DARVO, which I've discussed in previous videos and articles, are designed to elicit extreme responses from you so they get the joy of seeing you hurt, angry, or upset. However, that plays right into their hands and gives them exactly what they crave: attention and narcissistic supply. So you want to do the exact opposite. Stay calm, unresponsive, disinterested, but ultimately in control. Number two, origins. Roots in dealing with narcissistic abuse. The grey rock technique has its origins in strategies developed to cope with narcissistic abuse in personal relationships. Over time, its applicability has extended to managing interactions with narcissistic individuals in various settings, including the workplace. How to implement the grey rock technique? Number one, emotional detachment, maintaining emotional neutrality. The essence of the grey rock technique lies in maintaining emotional detachment. This involves not reacting emotionally to the narcissistic individual's attempts to provoke, manipulate, or elicit a response. Number two, limited personal information, sharing minimal personal details. To embody the grey rock approach, minimize the amount of personal information you share. Keep conversations focused on work-related or neutral topics, avoiding divulging personal experiences, feelings, or vulnerabilities which the bully could potentially weaponize. Number three, consistent responses, predictable and monotonous reactions. Respond to the narcissistic individual with a consistent and monotone demeanor. Avoid displaying emotional highs or lows by making your reactions predictable and uninteresting to them. Number four, non-committal responses, avoiding opinions or strong reactions. When faced with questions or situations that may elicit strong opinions or reactions, respond with non-committal and neutral statements. Steer clear of expressing strong emotions or engaging in debates. Number five, setting boundaries, clearly defining limits. Establish clear boundaries with the narcissistic individual. Communicate that you prefer to keep conversations focused on work-related matters and that personal topics are off limits. I have a video on how to set boundaries. I'll leave the link below. Number 6, redirecting conversations, guiding discussions toward neutral topics. If the narcissistic individual attempts to steer conversations toward emotionally charged or provocative subjects, gently redirect the discussions back to neutral work-related topics or even shut down the conversation altogether. Number 7, limiting face-to-face interactions, utilizing written communication. When possible, opt for written communications such as emails to limit direct face-to-face interactions. This provides a level of distance and control over the communication process. Benefits of the Grey Rock technique. Number 1, reduced emotional impact, preserving emotional well-being. The primary benefit of the Grey Rock technique is the ability to shield yourself from the emotional impact of narcissistic behavior. By disengaging emotionally, you can protect your mental health and emotional well-being. Number 2, depriving the narcissist of supply, limiting narcissistic supply. Narcissistic individuals thrive on attention, reactions, and emotional engagement from others, known as narcissistic supply. The Grey Rock technique starves the narcissist of this supply, making interactions uninteresting and unfulfilling for them. Number 3, maintaining professional focus, preserving workplace productivity. By implementing the Grey Rock technique, you can maintain a professional focus on your work responsibilities. Minimizing personal engagement allows for increased concentration on job tasks and objectives. Number 4, avoiding escalation, preventing escalation of the conflict. Responding with emotional neutrality reduces the likelihood of conflicts escalating. The Grey Rock technique promotes a calm and measured approach, minimizing the potential for confrontations or power struggles. Number 5, establishing control, regaining personal control. The Grey Rock technique empowers you to regain a sense of control in your interactions with narcissistic individuals. By setting boundaries and managing responses, you can navigate workplace dynamics on your own terms. Number 6, creating psychological distance, reducing psychological impact. The technique allows you to create psychological distance from the narcissistic individual, preventing their behavior from infiltrating your thoughts, emotions, and overall well-being. The wrap-up. The Grey Rock technique serves as a strategic shield against the emotional toll of narcissistic bullying. By adopting a stance of emotional neutrality, limiting personal engagement, and redirecting conversations towards personal matters, you can navigate the complexities of the workplace or even personal relationships with greater resilience and focus. Although not without its challenges, the Grey Rock technique empowers you to protect your emotional well-being, maintaining professional integrity, and create a psychological barrier against the detrimental effects of workplace narcissistic behavior. In the face of such negative and harmful behavior, the technique is a practical and effective approach to reclaiming control and preserving your sense of self in the workplace. What next? In the extended YouTube version of this article, I also discuss the challenges and considerations of using the Grey Rock technique. Again, the link will be below. If you do head over to YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss a thing. I need 1,000 subscribers to be able to do live streaming, and I'm only 22 away. So if you could help me with that, I'd be incredibly grateful. It's completely free, and I don't have access to your email address or any other details. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to my weekly newsletter to get all the latest information sent straight to your email inbox, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. As always, thanks for your continued support.